Masechet Kelim Perek He, Mishnah Vav. Here we'll talk about an oven that was half filled with dirt. Mishnah says, Tanur shenatan bo afar ad hetzio, an earthenware oven that was filled midway with dirt to the midpoint. Me'afar ulematan metame b'maga, the part of the oven where the dirt begins all the way to the bottom, all the way to the bottom part of the oven, becomes tameh only through touching a source of tum'ah inside of the top of the oven, the empty half of the top. So we're saying the whole thing becomes tameh. If something tameh touches the top part of the oven, including the dirt-filled part, it becomes tameh as well. But if a source of tum'ah only enters the avir, only enters the airspace of the top half of the oven, but it doesn't touch it, the bottom half of the oven remains tahor, the part that's filled with dirt. This is a derabanan type of tum'ah. Me'afad ulemalan metameh ba'avid. But the part of the oven from the dirt up becomes tameh, even through tum'ah entering its airspace without touching it. If tum'ah enters the top half of the oven in the airspace, the top half of the oven becomes tameh, but the bottom half does not. An oven that's made of earthenware usually becomes tameh either by being touched on the inside and by something tameh entering its airspace. In this case, the bottom half of the oven becomes tameh only through touch of the top part, but not through the airspace. The reason being is the part of the oven that's filled with dirt is not really an oven anymore. It can't be used to bake anymore, so therefore it cannot become tameh on a biblical level. It's only tameh on a rabbinic level. So the hachamim here are the ones who said it's going to become tameh only when a source of tum'ah touches the inside of the top half of the oven, but not through airspace. But the empty part of the oven, just like any other part of an earthenware oven, could become tameh when something enters its airspace. The rabbis here made a decree that the bottom half of the oven becomes tameh along with the top half of the oven when something touches it, but they didn't make this decree when something entered the airspace of the top. And the reason being is they wanted people to realize that the tum'ah of the bottom half is always rabbinic, that when it's touched even, it's rabbinic. If they went all the way and they said, it could become tameh even through airspace, people would forget that it was derabanan because it's always tameh, just like the regular top of the oven. So therefore, in order to emphasize that point, they only decreed through touching maga, not through the airspace. We learned a few times that an oven has to be heated to a certain point in order for that to be the finishing act on the oven, and now it could become tameh. An oven is normally heated when it's attached to the ground. Here we'll talk about if the heating is effective if it was not attached to the ground, but placed over a pit in the ground. Netano al piabor o al piadut. If somebody placed a new oven over a pit or over a cistern, Venatan sham even, and he placed stone there between the oven and the side of the pit to hold the oven in place. The ovens were shaped like an upside down pot, like we knew, like we discussed. So the bottom had no floor. It's usually just attached to the ground with clay around it, and the fire sat on the ground. In this case, the oven's not attached to the ground, but was placed over a pit. The pit here is wider than the bottom of the oven. So a stone was placed between the wall of the oven and the side of the pit so that the oven wouldn't fall all the way into it. It sort of leverages it. We'll see below, the fire for the oven was located on the bottom of the pit. So in that type of case, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yimasik milematan vihu nisok milemalan tameh. If somebody lights a fire below, at the bottom of the pit, and the oven is heated to the required temperature, which is when the oven's above it, the oven is fit to become tameh. The fire at the bottom can heat the oven. We consider the oven to be attached to the pit and therefore attached to the ground. So the oven becomes fit to become tameh through this type of heating. But if the fire at the bottom of the pit cannot heat the oven to the required temperature, and the only way to use the oven is to place the fire on a platform of some kind under the bottom of the pit, then the oven is not considered to be attached to the pit or the ground, and this type of heating that's not attached to the ground would not make it fit to become tameh. We're talking about a case, like we said, where the pit is not that deep and not much wider than the oven. So the fire at the bottom of the pit is close to the oven, and there's just a small gap between the pit and the oven, and therefore not much heat is escaping. So the fire is able to heat the oven to bake in it. In the last scenario, where we said that it's problematic, the only way that if the fire is at the bottom of the pit is not enough to heat the oven to the required temperature, that's if the pit is all the way down so that the fire is too far away from the actual oven and heat escapes before it heats it properly. So if somebody wants to heat it properly, what they would have to do is bring a stone and place it in the pit and make the fire on it. In that type of case, it wouldn't be considered to be a gemar melacha, and the oven is not ready, it's not susceptible to become tameh. But the rabbis disagree. The rabbis say the oven was heated, doesn't matter how it was heated, and once it's heated, it's fit to become tameh, even though it was not connected to the ground when it was heated.